Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Back Alley Blues Podcast. My name is Richard. This morning we have a special guest by the name of Blue Fox from Vermont. Good morning, Blue. How are we doing this morning?
Doing great, Richard. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Beautiful, beautiful. Enjoying this cold weather down here. Finally just turn around and get rid of that heat.
I hear you. It's cooling down up here. It's almost, leaves are changing already.
Well, that's a good thing. Blue, could you tell us a little bit about how you got started with the blues, or have you always done blues?
Well, I kind of have. You know, the music I liked even growing up as a teenager, listening to the rock and roll and stuff, my favorite had always turned out to be really the blues out of it, or the bluesier songs, and I eventually realized that and just gravitated towards listening to blues more and more.
Right. Who were some of your influences, coming up through, your younger years? And
I always loved Johnny Winter ever since I was a teenager.
Right.
I've probably seen him at least 10 or 15 times, most of which right in the front row. And he's one of the first ones that really got me interested in acoustic blues as well, because he doesn't do a lot of that on his records, but he does one or two songs, and they're always really excellent.
Right. And he gets pretty wide open with a guitar, that's for sure.
Yep. And there's been quite a few more. I mean, I listened to the Rolling Stones and stuff like that as a young teenager, and my favorite songs out of those were blues songs. You know, like You Gotta Move and Mississippi Fred McDowell and stuff like that. And like I said before, once I kind of realized that it was blues, I started looking for more blues.
Right. Well, that sounds great. Could you tell us a little bit about how you get inspired to write a song? Anything?
Well, sometimes things, it's a little different here and there. I try to sit down and write songs sometimes. It doesn't always go so well. A lot of times I drive or I'm doing things like, not playing music without music playing, and a song will pop into my head, a certain idea. And I'll start singing it to myself, and I can imagine the guitar part as I'm going, and I go and grab the guitar and try to play it. Mm-hmm. So they just kind of, have my own, internal radio sometimes, and I'll just hear it. And those are usually the best ones.
Well, I really enjoyed listening to the music that you have there. I'm sure the listeners will enjoy some of the songs that we'll play within the show. Could you tell us any current projects that you have, ones you maybe just finished up, or?
Well, the most recent thing that I finished it last winter, was a solo CD, and there aren't any examples of that on my website yet. There is some write-ups on it and stuff on my website. It's just myself and the National Guitar singing and playing, recorded at a friend's studio, and I was pretty psyched about that. Just acoustic blues, a lot influenced by, Taj Mahal, John Hammond, Robert Johnson kind of style of music. And the next thing, I think I'm going to try to make a TV show on the local station with my band. And the neat thing about that is they'll give me a DVD of it when it's done, and they make great demos and stuff. Plus, it's good to just see what's going on. Sometimes you learn more about what you're doing when you record.
Right. And the name on your group there, I assume that Blue Fox is yourself. And who are the Rockin' Daddies?
Rockin' Daddies are Chris Martin on the bass guitar and Michael Gray on the drums. I have a few other extra guys that I add in depending on the gigs. And I got Steve Kircher on keys and trumpet. And once in a while, I have Bob Damon on the saxophone and George Brooks on harmonica. Those guys, they kind of switch. We have the hardcore trio of myself, Mike, and Chris, and I mix up the fourth guy once in a while. They're all excellent players.
That sounds good. Is there any particular place that you have coming up that folks could either? Listen on the web or come to see you personally? Do you have any, I know you've got a schedule, but maybe you could just let us.
So I was saying, we got a blues fest tomorrow afternoon at a local barbecue place out in the parking lot, and that should be a lot of fun with some other bands and stuff.
And where's that again?
And, let's see, what else is coming up? Well, we play in a lot of local, bars and stuff around here. We're playing in Waterbury at Waterbury Wings next weekend. Calendar's right here. Play up in the Northeast Kingdom at a place called Fat Cats and the Black Door in Montpelier, all of which are coming up pretty soon. The Bee's Knees in Morrisville. I drive all over Vermont and getting a little bit into New York and a little bit into New Hampshire. Once in a while we get something in Massachusetts or in Boston, but not so often.
Ever get over towards Syracuse area?
Don't really usually get that far. We get to the Saranac Lake and Plattsburgh and stuff once in a while.
Yeah, that's where I'm from, Syracuse.
That's where you're from?
Yeah. I haven't been up there in 20 years, but that's where I'm originally from, upstate New York.
Well, we do really well up there, actually. For a while there, we had a festival we used to do called Pondstock, and that was great. That was just a little south of Plattsburgh, and Our Lady Sandy Bazzano put it on because she wanted to have me play in a big festival.
Right.
It was really cool. That went on for about 8 years or so, and I think it kind of petered out after a while.
Okay. Could you tell us how the listeners could buy your CDs? Any particular...
You can go onto my website, thebluefox.com, and there's two ways that you could do it. You could click on a link to the Big Heavy World Vermont Music Store and get my CDs through them, or you could just get my phone number right off the website, pick up the phone, and give me a call, and I'll just give you my address. Send me $15, and I'll send you a CD.
Well, that sounds easy enough. Sounds real easy.
I got three CDs out, two band CDs and one solo CD, and they all got good reviews and stuff.
Okay. Is there one thing that you could possibly tell the listeners that... most folks don't know about Blue. There was one thing that,
most folks don't know about me. First thing that I guess comes to mind is when I play with the band and electric guitar and even on the acoustic, I play with a lot of passion, and they might perceive that I'm pretty wild. But in fact, I'm a pretty laid-back, easy-going guy, and pretty much all my wildness gets channeled into my music.
Okay.
It helps me keep happy, healthy, and sane.
Right. Well, your music definitely is very inspiring. I was very touched with going around and trying to find different blues music. I don't just play any blues music, so you definitely, the passion comes out, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, because I do feel very passionate about it.
Alrighty, well, thank you for taking the time in this interview. Anything in particular that you would like to add in there before we close the show for the day?
Well, let's see here. I'm not sure, but I'm very, very grateful that you gave me a call and asked me the questions. It was great. I don't always get that opportunity. I've been played on a lot of the local radio stations, but not so much outside of Vermont. And thank you. That's all that comes to mind right now.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for stopping in, everyone, to the Back Alley Blues Podcast. Please stick around for our featured artist. We will be playing some of his music at the end of the show. And have a great day. Take care.
All right, Richard, you too.
So without further ado, please help me welcome Blue Fox and the Rockin' Daddies with a Barroom Boogie. Take it away, guys.
I feel sweet. I got the barroom boogie from here.
for stopping in today, the Back Alley Blues. Our next featured song from Blue Fox and the Rockin' Daddies is a song that he uses when he closes a lot of his shows called Guitar Maniac. Take it away, guys.
Guitar maniac, that's what I am. I'm a guitar maniac, and the blues is my very best friend. Well, I met a hoodoo woman, came from New Orleans. I'm a tropical island, told me she was the queen. Well, we danced and played all night long, teaching me to fly. Hey, she had guitar maniac, that's what I am. I'm a guitar maniac, and the blues is my very best friend.